The remarkable thing is that there isn't a single new idea in anything they have to say. 18th century philosophies said it all long ago to as much or little purpose. Granted, recent works have been spiced with the questionable assumptions of evolutionary psychology, the attempt to derive religion and spirituality from the practices that may have enabled a few of our Pleistocene ancestors to pass on their genes. But the Pleistocene ancestors are long gone, and not much can really be learned from a discipline that lacks a subject. There are also plenty of assurances about the illusory nature of mind, consciousness, and free will, and the uselessness or danger of spirituality. A variety of experts of the mid-20th century had predicted that spirituality would slowly but surely disappear. Once supplied with abundant material goods, people would just stop thinking about God. But the experts were wrong. Spirituality today is more varied, but it is growing all over the world. Thus, its continuing vitality prompts speculations, fears, and some pretty wild guesses, but most of all, a compelling curiosity, a desire to investigate. But how can we investigate spirituality scientifically? To start with, we can rediscover our non-materialist inheritance. It has always been there, just widely ignored. Famous neuroscientists such as Charles Sherrington, Wilder Penfield, and John Eccles were not, in fact, reductive materialists, and they had good reasons for their position. Today, non-materialist neuroscience is thriving, despite the limitations imposed by widespread misunderstanding and, in a few cases, hostility. Readers are urged to approach all the questions and evidence presented in this book with an open mind. This is a time for exploration, not dogma. Our book will establish three key ideas. The non-materialist approach to the human mind is a rich and vital tradition that accounts for the evidence much better than the currently stalled materialist one. Second, non-materialist approaches to the mind result in practical benefits and treatments, as well as promising approaches to phenomena that materialist accounts cannot even address. Lastly, and this may be the most important value for many listeners, our book shows that when spiritual experiences transform lives, the most reasonable explanation and the one that best accounts for all the evidence is that the people who have such experiences have actually contacted a reality outside themselves, a reality that has brought them closer to the real nature of the universe. Mario Beauregard, Montreal, Canada, March 4th, 2007.